New methods for maintaining health are not limited to humans, as dog lovers pay more attention to the mental well-being of their canine companions. Services aimed at making Spot happy are becoming more widely available. Reporter Alex Cohen looked into how people are keeping man's best friend content.
It's a fall evening at a park in L.A. Just past the tennis courts and soccer fields is an elaborate setup of tunnels, hoops, and ramps.
And this is Jump City Agility, where we teach dogs how to run and jump and play.
That's Cara Calloway, founder of Jump City Agility. Agility is a sport involving complex obstacle courses through which humans lead their canine companions.
Target! Here! Tunnel! Tunnel! Go, go, go!
Calloway owns three dogs. Tonight she's with Teddy, an adorable gray cattle dog. Calloway says agility provides a great outlet for her little pet's instinctive energies.
The dogs love it, and that was one of the things that excited me the most about it when I first saw the sport before I even had a dog, was the dogs obviously have so much fun doing this.
Agility may be fun, but it's also expensive. A basic agility course can easily cost several thousand dollars. Participating in agility competitions isn't cheap either. But Calloway says parents spend plenty of time and money on piano lessons, soccer teams, and summer camps for their kids' happiness. Why not do the same for your dogs?
I have one that I take to herding lessons on Thursday mornings. This one is in class, in agility class on Tuesday nights. My other one goes to obedience classes on the weekends. So it's very much the same.
Agility, herding, obedience, that's not all that's out there. Dogs can do yoga, get aromatherapy grooming, have bark mitzvahs, and muttrimonies. And for working humans who don't want their dogs to get too lonely while they're away, there's doggy daycare. At the Bow Wow Bungalows in North Hollywood, dogs of all shapes and sizes get dropped off in the morning while their owners go to work. The canines then get to lounge on couches, swim in kiddie pools, and play ball for hours on end with the Bow Wow Bungalow staff. Manager Ray Bereka says for just $30 a day, dog owners get the satisfaction of knowing their pets aren't lonely.
Because they know, A, they're getting loved. Well, they're not there to love them. They're getting stimulated with other dogs. They're getting exercise. We also send pictures of what the dogs have been doing throughout the day to the parents.
But, says trainer Cesar Milan, we shouldn't confuse a human's idea of happiness with that of a dog. Milan runs the Dog Psychology Center of Los Angeles. He says dogs owned by homeless people, for example, get to spend lots of time with their owners and tend to walk a lot, often in a variety of environments, not the same suburban block, day after day.
Homeless people are really good for feeling. Even though we might consider homeless people as unstable human beings, dogs don't really care if those guys are homeless.
Yes, Milan says dogs do need fulfillment, but fulfillment is quite simple. Give your dogs exercise, food, and water, not aromatherapy and digital daycare. Usually the only ones getting fulfillment out of those sorts of things, says Milan, are the humans. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.